Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
You know, the Lord is strengthening us. Psalm 103, verse 2 and 5. I love this. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. He satisfies your desires with good things, and your youth is renewed like the eagle. Psalm 103, 2 and 5. The Lord is bringing about new strength. He's renewing us. He's restoring youthfulness, and he's doing something new in all these areas. There's no limit to them. The Lord is moving without limit and without measure. We thank you, Father, for your goodness. And we ask that you would increase our hope and our strength. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those whose hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40, verse 31 is one of my favorite verses. Write it down and begin to pray it because it's so powerful. He's going to renew us. He's going to strengthen us. We'll be able to run and not be weary, walk, not be faint. And he's doing this right now. We'll be able to soar on wings like eagles. Now, that's symbolic for rising above your problems and your situation. So, Lord, right now, would you give us that anointing to rise above? We take authority right now over your situations, our situations. We're in agreement. And we ask that you would release your presence and your power. Release your Holy Spirit that we can soar on the wings like eagles. We can run and not be weary. We can walk and not be faint. Lord, we ask that you would cause us right now without trouble. The Bible tells us that he brings blessing without trouble to it. So we ask for that, Father. And also, Lord, renew us, strengthen us right now, and have mercy on us. We pray. There is a verse I love, Psalm 143, verse 1. Hear my prayer and listen to my cry for mercy in your faithfulness and righteousness. Come to my relief. Oh, my good. The Lord is merciful. He's faithful. He's full of love. Write down what you need right now. Just make a list of some things that you need. And then take your needs to the Lord, and he will indeed bring them about, or he will give you the solution, what to do. He might have to change some of them, but he'll do it. Father, we pray that you would increase your power, increase your presence, increase your Holy Spirit, and protection. And the big part of this word this month is the Lord is releasing his angels. So, Father, we ask that you would do this right now. And we ask that you would increase the presence of power, release the angels. Psalm 91:11, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Father, we ask that you would increase this protection for those who need protection. I know we do. We need a greater protection. We need a greater release of financial breakthrough. We need healing. We need it all right now, Father, but we're standing on your promise and releasing all types of angels. There's warring angels, healing angels, restoration angels, repayment, whatever it is you need. Make a list of some things that you need and begin to call out to the Lord. And Father, we pray that you would have mercy on us. We pray again, release your presence. I'm going to soak in this for a minute. Lord, open up the heavens over us. Thank you, Lord, that you're the creator of all things, and by his stripes we are healed, that my God will meet your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. For he was pierced for our iniquities. And he died upon the cross for us, for our healing, for our restoration, our salvation. Father, I thank you. Jesus' name, just going to soak in this for a minute. There's some presence. The presence of the Lord is here. Thank you, Lord. We call down even greater things. Pull down from heaven the greater things that we need and the breakthrough and the protection. Pull it down into your life right now. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to move in your presence, that we would continue to move in your presence. And we declare, peace be still to the storms. Just let the peace of the Lord be released over you right now. Wow, there's a strong presence. I'm sensing right now that the Lord is going to bring about a merciful move of his presence. Feeling the presence right now around my heart. And he's doing some healing in people, in me too. Father, we thank you for your loving presence. We thank you that you're the comforter. Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'll send you the comforter, the Holy Spirit. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, the Lord is also releasing things. He's calling us to command things into place. Psalm 33:9. This is one of my favorite. I pray this all the time. For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood still. Psalm 33:9. Lord, command things. Speak over our situation. Speak over our ministries, our businesses, our jobs, our cities, our churches, our nations, everything. Speak over it right now. Psalm 33:9, and command it to stand firm. Father, we pray that you would do this. And it's a powerful move to say, peace be still to the storm. Mark 4:39. Then Jesus rose up and he rebuked the wind and the waves. And he said to the sea, peace be still to the storm. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. I pray this nearly every day. Peace be still. I do pray it. Peace be still. We declare. That's what Jesus said to do. He said, have faith and peace be still to the storms. Psalm 4:39. Lord, we just declare this right now. We declare that you would bring a calming, a protection to the storms. The superstorms would stop. They would cease. In Jesus Christ's name. That will be the words. These are the words of Jesus. And we come into agreement with them. Peace be still.